Heading, Guiding Against Over-Organization. Subheading, Motion Not Necessarily Life. It is not orthodox theories, not membership in the church, not the diligent performance of a certain round of duties that gives evidence of life. In an ancient tower in Switzerland, I saw the image of a man that moved as if it possessed life. It looked like a living man, and I whispered when I came near, as if it could hear me. But though the image looked like life, it had no real life. It was moved by machinery. Motion is not necessarily life. We may go through all the forms and ceremonies of religion, but unless we are alive in Christ, our work is worthless. The Lord calls for living, working, believing Christians. Review and Herald, April 21, 1903. Subheading, Work Made Difficult by Useless Inventions. Men make the work of advancing the truth tenfold harder than it really is by seeking to take God's work out of his hands into their own finite hands. They think they must be constantly inventing something to make men do things which they suppose these persons ought to do. The time thus spent is all the while making the work more complicated, for the great chief worker is left out of the question in the care of his own heritage. Men undertake the job of tinkering up the defective characters and only succeed in making the defects much worse. They would better leave God to do his own work, for he does not regard them as capable of reshaping character. Instead of toiling to prepare set rules and regulations, you might better be praying and submitting your own will and your ways to Christ. He is not pleased when you make hard the thing he has made easy. He says, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Lord Jesus loves his heritage, and if men will not think it their special prerogative to prescribe rules for their fellow laborers, but will bring Christ's rules into their life and copy his lessons, then each will be an example and not a judge. Manuscript 44, 1894. Subheading, Contrary to Human Planning. Unless those who can help in blank are aroused to a sense of their duty, they will not recognize the work of God when the loud cry of the third angel shall be heard. When light goes forth to lighten the earth, instead of coming up to the help of the Lord, they will want to bind about his work to meet their narrow ideas. Let me tell you that the Lord will work in his last work in a manner very much out of the common order of things, and in a way that will be contrary to any human planning. There will be those among us who will always want to control the work of God, to dictate even what movements shall be made when the work goes forward under the direction of the angel, who joins the third angel in the message to be given to the world. God will use ways and means by which it will be seen that he is taking the reins in his own hands. The workers will be surprised by the simple means that he will use to bring about and perfect his work of righteousness. Testimonies to Ministers, page 300, 1885.